Let's see. Are we frozen up back there? Thank you. It's always good to have your slides when you want them. This year, our stewardship theme is Forward in Grace. And as I said, for these 2 weeks, we're going to be talking about the stewardship of our dollars. I like this definition of stewardship. Stewardship is a grateful response of a Christian disciple who recognizes and receives God's gifts and shares those gifts in love of God and neighbor. Stewardship is a response that we give. Stewardship comes from recognition of all God does for us. Stewardship is based upon love for God and for others. Stewardship is not, as some of us may have grown up, with understanding church dues, the money you have to give to the church to keep the lights on and the doors open. That is not stewardship. Stewardship is a way of living. We take 2 weeks every year to talk about stewardship, but stewardship is a daily and a weekly thing. Stewardship is, in very real ways, heart work. It is the gifts that come from our hearts. And as we look at our stewardship for 2017 this year, we talk about moving forward in grace. It's a call for all of us to move forward filled with God's grace, with God's generosity. And as we talk about moving forward, I'm going to take us backwards about 3,000 years ago to look at the story we heard today from the book of Exodus. As the book of Exodus begins, the people of Israel are slaves in Egypt. But as you know the story, the Lord frees them. He sends Moses, and Moses leads the people of Israel out of captivity to freedom. But as the people leave Egypt, as they come to the shore of the Red Sea, they find themselves in the very literal between a rock and a hard place situation. Because this is what happens when the people of Israel come to the waters of the Red Sea. They are surrounded on all sides. To the north and to the south are mountains. They can't go that way. To the west is Pharaoh's cavalry, his chariots charging toward them to recapture them and destroy them. They can't go that way. And in front of them to the east are the waters of the Red Sea. The people of Israel are truly hemmed in on all sides, and they have to ask the question, now what? What do we do now? And if you know the story of the Exodus, you know the people of Israel were very good at one thing, and that was complaining. And what do they say as they find themselves hemmed in on all sides? These words, they complain. I skipped the slide. That's such a good slide, too. They complain. They're so good at complaining. And here are the words they complain. And when you hear these words, they have to be read in this voice. Was it because there were no graves in Egypt that you've taken us away to die in the wilderness? What have you done bringing us out of Egypt? That's how they speak. But Moses responds. And Moses gives them these words of power from the Lord. Do not be afraid. Stand firm and see the deliverance that the Lord will accomplish for you this day. And Moses, we are told, puts his staff out. The waters are blown away by a strong east wind that blows all night. And the people of Israel cross through the waters of the Red Sea and into freedom. I chose this text because the people of Israel had only one option. And that option was to go forward. That option, as illogical and strange as it was, that option was for them to go forward into the waters of the Red Sea. And when they did that, they went to freedom. And that's why we talk about moving forward in grace in our time of stewardship. Because this is the time when you and I, the people of God at Grace Lutheran Church, we are called to trust in our Lord and to move forward, led in our Lord's ways, his love, and his grace. Now, as we talk about stewardship, I in no way try to make any comparison between what we are talking about and what the people of Israel faced at the Red Sea. Because compared to them, folks, we have got it made in the shade. But yet, we too are called to trust in the Lord, just as they were called to trust in the Lord. This is a time for us as a congregation when we truly do need to live out that trust. We have been blessed, folks. We know that. We have been blessed in so many ways. And our individual and our congregational giving is one way in which we show our trust in the Lord. And as we look to next year, and as you remember that letter you should have received just a day or two ago if you were a member of Grace, I want to hold up just a couple of the ways in which we are challenged, invited, and encouraged to greatly increase our giving so that we as a congregation move forward in grace. We know we have this wonderful new building, and we are all receiving the blessings of this wonderful new building. All the wonderful space, the amenities, everything we have here. These are wonderful. But this building costs money. If you've been around here a while, you know that before we built, our church mortgage was about $16,000 a year. Probably less than a lot of us pay for our houses, right? This year, having completed the building and having to pay for part of a full year's worth of mortgage, our giving this year for the mortgage needs to be about $80,000. And next year, we get to pay a full year's mortgage. And that's going to cost about $125,000. We all knew that. But that's one of the expenses that comes with our new church building. Also, a new building is a bigger building, and it costs more to heat. And we estimate that next year, our new building, which is about twice as big and very energy efficient, it will cost about $8,000 more to heat the building. One of the things we have in our budget for next year, which we're still working on, so we're working with estimates right now, is your church staff. Now, as a member of your church staff, I like to think that you've got a really good church staff here at Grace Lutheran Church. In our budget for 2016, because the increase was so much for the building, there was no money for staff salary increases, but a small group of families very graciously gave an extra $7,000 this year. And your church council then gave your staff raises from that extra money. The council, and you need to know this, the council debated whether to give this money as a raise or a bonus. They decided to give it as a raise. And that way, we as a congregation would be challenged to make sure in 2017, the staff got that money for the next year. And we also want to look at giving increases for 2017. For your very hard-working church staff. And if you got the letter this week and took the time to read it, you'll also notice there's the council is investigating about pastoral salaries and Social Security. You'll hear a lot more about that coming up. We as a congregation want to do more in the money we give to others. I like that picture of benevolence with the word love in there backwards. We give away a portion of what you give to us to others. We give money to our National Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We give money to our Greater Milwaukee Synod. We give money to Meg Bourne and the Circle of Empowerment and the work they do in Nicaragua. We give money to All People's Church, our sister congregation in Milwaukee, and to many other ministries. Our goal is that we give away 10% of our offerings to help others outside of the church. Now, this year, because of the big increase in the mortgage, we fell a little under that 10%. We want to make sure we get back to that tithe of our offerings. All of this is very good stuff. These are good things to give to. These are good reasons to give. And you also need to know that your church leaders are very good stewards of your money, and there's also going to be some savings involved as well. With Aim Ruth's retirement, our staff salaries will be less in 2017 than they have in the past. We have a technology committee that is working to redo our phones, our computers, our internet, our Wi-Fi around the church, and that is actually going to cost less next year than this year. And believe it or not, even though our building is much bigger and worth a whole lot more, our church insurance actually went down because we got all these sprinklers everywhere. And that's a good thing when it comes to insurance. But all in all, we are looking at least needing $60,000 more in 2017 than in 2016. It will be the largest single year increase in our giving. But folks, we can do it. I know we can do it because we have shown our generosity. In 2016, the members of Grace gave the biggest single year increase in its history. And next year, we're called to an even bigger challenge, but also opportunity. We're finishing up our Grow in Grace campaign, and many of you have participated. You have shown your generosity. The people of this congregation pledged nearly $1 million to this new building. Over $870,000 of that has been given already. And any extra money that comes in between now and the end of the campaign in May, that will go to reduce our church mortgage. And we say thank you to all of you who have participated in this. But now, as Growing Grace comes to an end, now is a time for each one of us to look at something very specific that you and I can do to make sure that number for next year is easily attainable. And I'm going to call upon Mara Schwartz. Mara is a past church council president. She's also going to have a baby baptized next week. And she's going to talk about what their family's going to be doing.
Good morning. A couple of years ago, I was on council and was so blessed to be on council as we started to move forward with the Growing Grace campaign to get this building funded so that we could build it. And it's amazing to now have it be a reality for us. I am beyond amazed at what you all have done to make this come to fruition for us. And I'm excited to be standing here again to start talking about what we can do to move forward from this. Our building has been completed, and it's been a wonderful experience. I know it's been faith building for my family, especially with finances. We took a lot of time and energy in prayer to talk about and think about what we wanted to commit to the capital campaign for the building. And we took a very large leap of faith to really do a very large increase in kind of our weekly giving so that we could make a large contribution to the Growing Grace campaign for the building. And as that has gone the past almost 3 years now, we really found that through prayer and through our commitment to tithing and our commitment to giving God our first fruits instead of kind of the leftovers of our life, we felt really great about all the money that was going to church to build this building so that we continue to grow our ministry here at Grace. And what we really have discovered is that what was a stretch at first for us, what was really really difficult, kind of a very big sacrifice for us at the beginning of the Growing Grace campaign, has become very comfortable for us. And so we're really excited to just take all the money that we've been giving on a weekly basis, which actually, here's my other little plug, which is we've been doing it with the automatic giving, so it automatically comes out of our checking account every week, whether we're here or not. It's wonderful. When I'm getting two kids ready in the morning to go to church, I don't have to worry about writing a check or finding my checkbook or making sure it's all there because I know everything is done for me. So, but because of that, what we're going to do is just to roll what we have been giving for our Growing Grace campaign, the capital campaign and building, right into our weekly offering. What this means is I feel like I'm cheating this year on my pledge for offering, because we won't feel anything in our finances this year, even though our weekly offering commitment goes up, because we're moving our money that we pledged for the building right into pledging for ministry to pay our staff, which is, I will tell you, amazing. Having sat on council and worked closely with all of the staff, we are so blessed with an amazing, amazing staff to help bring our pastors up to synod guideline salaries, which I'm very excited about. I know that was something that we had talked about even back when I was on council, trying to work towards that. I'm very excited that our council is still committed to that and moving to make that a reality this year. And really also, I'm excited because this money helps us continue to grow our ministry here at Grace. You know, we've spent a lot of years now talking about our building, and I'm really thrilled to stop talking about the building. And I'm really thrilled to start talking about making disciples for Christ. And your staff does that here. We all do that through the amazing ministries that happen here. And this commitment that my family has made to roll this money over from the building fund into our normal offering, I think is one way that we can help ensure that God continues to work in and through this congregation to be the light in our community here in Grafton. So I really encourage you all to think and pray about your giving this year, and maybe think about what you had done for the Capital campaign and how that has affected your life in positive ways, because I know it has affected mine in positive ways, and to really pray and commit to increasing your giving this year.
Thank you, Mara. Thank you so much. We appreciate all you do for the church, and we look forward to celebrating with you next week when Granddad gets to baptize his grandson, which will be really wonderful. Our gospel for today was Jesus calling those fishermen. And when he called those fishermen, he said, "Follow me, and I will teach you to catch people." And as Mara said, that's still our job today. And our financial stewardship is one way in which we do that work. The Apostle Paul reminds us that each one of us, we have to do our part when it comes to ministry and also our part when it comes to giving. We are all involved in the work of the church. This is our church, and we obviously all need to do our part. And every year, this is what we do. Every year, we gain new members who can give money to the church. Every year, we have members who move away. And this year, just so you know, we had a couple of very generous givers who moved out of state. And so we're losing about $20,000 in their offerings. So I'm not saying new members, you have to give that all. But we all need to be aware of that when it comes to our own giving. But together, we can do this. And the letter you received also reminded you, and you'll hear a lot more about this next week, that we at Grace, we're part of a pilot project in our synod called Stewardship for All Seasons, working with a professional fundraiser to help us in our stewardship. And part of this stewardship is to give us three challenge goals to come back to you during the year to talk about. And so next year, we're going to talk about extra giving to help support the circle of empowerment. We're going to talk about extra gifts that will help us to do a better job promoting and advertising this congregation. And one I'm very excited about, extra gifts to help our kids who go on trips, to help underwrite some of the cost of those. I think those are all exciting things. You're going to get another letter next week. And in this letter, there's going to be a beautiful brochure that talks about our Forward in Grace campaign. And I want to personally thank Steve Kornick, who worked so hard and used his wonderful talents to create this beautiful brochure. And in this brochure are four questions each one of us are to ask ourselves when it comes to our giving. I'm going to talk about those four questions next week. And in this brochure is a bar graph that shows you, not with names, but with numbers, how many members of Grace give how much each week and what we need to do to reach our giving goals for next week. And in the letter you're going to get next week, it actually asks you to consider a specific dollar amount for your offerings for next year. I ask you to, when you get the information later this week, to read it very carefully, to pray about it. If you're not yet a member of Grace and you'd like to receive this information, just let us know. Give us a call. We'd be very happy to give it to you as well. But together, as the people of God, we are moving forward in grace to do great things in Christ's name. So thank you for listening to this message. Thank you for your generosity in supporting the church. And thank you for what you'll be doing next year as well.